This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the seven wealthiest democracies met in person for the first time since before the coronavirus pandemic Friday, with the aim of leading the global fight against the virus and building back better toward a greener, more prosperous, and equitable future. The summit's host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, said the leaders needed to make sure they learned the lessons of the coronavirus pandemic and do not repeat past mistakes. Johnson said the G7 would announce a plan to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low- and middle-income countries, including 100 million doses from Britain and 500 million from the United States. Later, the leaders attended a reception with the British royal family, where the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, encouraged the leaders to focus on climate change and preserving the planet. Climate change, the world economy, and relations with Russia and China are expected as part of the agenda as the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, Germany, the United States, Italy, and Japan continue their summit through Sunday. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats have called a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions.